Hi, my name is Jennifer, and I was asked by Dr. Ben Tapper, a dear friend of mine, to share briefly my story, and so I'm going to try to do that in about 2 minutes. We'll see what happens here. I was a police officer in a medium-sized urban area. So is my husband. He's a retired sergeant. I was an officer. We were both assigned to the Child Victim Sexual Assault Unit. And what really sparked some surprise and shock in us was the amount of children that actually do die of quote unquote SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. We in our unit were in charge of investigating all child deaths, whether they were suspicious or not. So anytime a baby died of SIDS in the home, officers were called out to investigate, to rule out foul play. And I will tell you that SIDS deaths occurred at about a rate of 3 to 4 a month in a city of about 350,000. So probably an alarming number when we're led to believe it's super, super rare. One thing that we started to notice was a pattern of when these children would die. It would usually be within hours to a week of their immunizations. And I would say most commonly this would happen after the 6-month immunizations. They get a lot at 2 months and they get a lot at 4 months. And we did see SIDS deaths at those periods too, but primarily 6 months was kind of, that was kind of the threshold where we would see a lot of the SIDS deaths happening. So one thing that I started to really notice was that the medical examiners would detail a lot of things on the death reports, like if the baby was eating solids or if it had had a bath and had lotion on and what kind was it, and was there smoking in the home, who was on the house. They left no stone unturned. They literally would mark everything down and then they would stamp SIDS on it. The one thing that they wouldn't ever put down was that the child had been recently vaccinated. And that really, I found that odd, because if there was any other pharmaceuticals involved, like a round of antibiotics or Tylenol or whatever, that was certainly on the report, but not vaccines. And so I started doing my own digging, and I found out that because vaccines do not have liability, the manufacturers do not carry liability, then the medical examiners were not obligated to put vaccines on the medical report. And this is what really started my journey on investigating vaccines, because I was expecting my child, my first child, when I was working in that unit, and you know, we were deciding who our doctor was going to be and things like that. And this really opened my eyes to whether this was something I wanted to do for my kids, but it just seemed like this is what you do, right? But I was raised to question everything. So when I saw these red flags, I really started to go down this rabbit hole. And I will tell you that I did not see a SIDS report that didn't have some sort of symptom on it. And, you know, people are led to believe that SIDS, there's no symptoms, the baby's just dead. But there was always symptoms. And those symptoms were pulmonary petechia, meaning there was like broken blood vessels in the lungs, and petechia in the brain. And those were also common with shaken baby, but for whatever reason, the doctors could tell the difference between traumatic petechia and non-traumatic, and that would get marked on there too. So I'm thinking, well, if it's just a sudden death and it's a mystery, why do we see these symptoms listed on the report? So that also was just another way that I started down the rabbit hole. And you know, my husband and I were both led to the decision to not vaccinate our children. But that's pretty much my short abbreviated version of my story. There's more to it, but Ben told me 2 to 3 minutes and I've already gone over. So I'm gonna wrap this up. I haven't told you my agency or my full name because as you probably know, there's repercussions with speaking the truth. And so because I have a family that I care about, I'm going to refrain from that information for now. But thank you for listening.